This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israel's military continued extensive strikes in Gaza on Monday. Defense Minister Yoav Gallant announced Israel's tightened blockade, which would keep even food and fuel from reaching the Strip, home to 2.3 million people. There were explosions across Gaza's nightline sky Monday evening. Israel's military said it called up an unprecedented 300,000 reservists and was imposing a total blockade of the Gaza Strip. Signs it could be planning a ground assault there to defeat Hamas after it launched a humiliating attack. As Israel bombards the Gaza Strip, Hamas is threatening the lives of Israeli civilian captives, AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Militants say they're holding more than 130 Israeli soldiers and civilians and are threatening to kill a civilian anytime Israel targets Gaza civilians in their homes without prior warning.
Israel has traditionally been very sensitive to hostage taking. So it's unclear how the presence of hostages changes Israeli calculations.
Mideast expert John Alterman at the Center for Strategic and International Studies says Israel essentially has a script for how to take on militants in Gaza.
Except for the hostage element.
It's unclear how many Americans are being held. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The U.S. government has no intention of putting military on the ground following the attacks on Israel by Islamist militant group Hamas, but it will protect U.S. interest in the region, a White House spokesperson said on Monday. White House National Security Council spokesperson John Kirby said President Joe Biden's administration has not seen tangible evidence